we're talking about fashion again.
Oh my gosh, I love your socks. OMG, where did you get them?
Oh, I got them at the store online. Oh, I'll share with you later.
你可不可以?
Yeah.
你要找我一起买啊, okay, 怎么可以买袜子不找我? I love socks.
Me too, and I love cute socks.
Same.
We have the same style of socks. We like the same style of socks.
I know, right? Oh, I love them. 我真的越看越可爱耶。
Okay.
还有小西瓜什么的。
Oh my god, I'm going to buy one for you then.
Okay,
I'll buy one for you, don't worry. Oh, we can be like fruits as well,
oh,
right?
That's really cute.
You can be cherries.
So, okay, cherries, 还蛮可爱的。 Okay, so today we're going to talk about socks, mm-hmm. okay? 不过呢，其实袜子呢有分很多种类。 There are all sorts of socks,
I know.
Right? And I bet you guys don't know their names in English. Mm-hmm. 你们一定不知道，像是隐形袜啦，或者是有一些很不同的类别的袜子。 或是长筒袜还是什么之类西上袜 mm-hmm. 英文要怎么说? We're going to teach you in a minute.
Socks rock.
Fashion is all about the details. Believe it or not, one important detail is your socks. Your look will stand out if you wear the right socks. Check out our list to learn more about some popular kinds. No-show socks. These socks stay hidden when you're wearing shoes. They look best with women's flats or men's loafers. Head socks. These socks sit at the bottom of the ankle. They look nice with men's or women's tennis shoes. Statement socks. These socks end above the ankle. Their bright colors and bold patterns can dress up any shoe and look.
Word power.
List. List. Linda made a list of some popular Japanese snacks to buy for her friends. Linda made a list of some popular Japanese snacks to buy for her friends. Ankle, ankle. The old man hurt his ankle when he fell down the stairs. The old man hurt his ankle when he fell down the stairs. End. End. When will the party end? I need to go home before 11 p.m. When will the party end? I need to go home before 11 p.m. Pattern. Pattern. Nikki wore a dress with flower patterns to her school event yesterday. Nikki wore a dress with flower patterns to her school event yesterday.
All right, so let's take a look at our article for today. It says, fashion is all about the details. That's right. When we talk about fashion, we're talking about all the ways that you can dress. And it's usually things that are really popular now. It's very, very current. So it means what is the hottest and most popular thing you can wear. This is what fashion is.
你们可能看不到我的耳环，我好像超... Fashion, okay.
She's so fashion.
Okay, 可是其实超fashion不是不对的用法。我故意要讲给你们听，然后你们就会听得懂。但是你们其实这是错误的英文哦。好，首先我们来看一下课文，就说时尚就是要看细。 节有没有？我今天耳环超美的，好不好？好，fashion是什么呢？就是时尚啦，潮流。不过这个字是个名词，所以我们中文常说啊。 你好fashion, that is Chinglish, 这是蔡英文,okay? 这是不对的英文,应该要说 you're so fashionable,okay? Mm-hmm. 或是 you're so trendy,okay? Mm-hmm. 就是非常潮,符合潮流的这样的意思啦。
Or you can try stylish.
Stylish,
well.
I love that
you're
word.
You're so stylish, like so Celine is very stylish, right?
Who is Celine?
Laura is very beautiful and stylish.
Celine 真的,你真的很 stylish, 所以不要再 说 Celine 很 fashion 了，好吗？ Mm-hmm.
That's right. So they said fashion is all about the details. Mm-hmm. Now, details are all the extra small information or things about something. For example, in fashion, all the details means things like your accessories, like your earrings, your necklace, your belt, your bracelets, your rings. These are all, oh, you have all the details, right?
Hello, 真的，讲到细节 ，OK, detail 就是我们看到我今天的 ring。还有 earrings, 你看全部都是金色的、mm-hmm. OK, 还有呢我有其实有个小项链 Look at,、
oh,
it's
so cute
它是一只鱼很像在鱼缸里面的一个圈圈
Oh, so cute
OK, so details are really important OK, 像是如果呢、你要去开一个 party Sometimes someone might plan the party down to the smallest
Oh, yeah
Or the last detail OK, that means this person planned everything about the party、mm-hmm. OK, 那有时候呢有的人他可能会因为注重一些小细节，然后就是很容易紧张，我们就可以说 "Don't sweat the details," 就是 "Don't worry about the minor things."、Mm-hmm. 不要为了小事情这么的追究，好吗、
mm-hmm. ？All right. So next in the article says, "Believe it or not, one important detail is your socks." Okay, you can't really see our socks right now,、uh-huh. but you know, I believe that socks are also important too. Now we use the phrase "believe it or not," and this phrase、just means like, okay, something might be surprising, but it is true.
OK, 这时候呢我们就说了信不信由你我们会用 believe it or not 来开场白来加强就说哎呦不管你相不相信这是真的这是正确的 OK, 所以呢接着课文就说一个非常重要的细节就是你的袜子那因为我们不想要脱掉、mm-hmm. 可能有点臭所以我们都没有办法给你们看我们袜子其实很美哦今天
Yeah, and then we have to raise our leg really high
对啊
can't.
有点不方便
It's alright, next time And next the article says Your look will stand out if you wear the right socks That's right
Totally
Sometimes if you wear an outfit and you wear cute socks You will really stand out To stand out means that something catches your attention Or someone else's attention And it really pops out
没错如果穿着袜子的话呢你的打扮呢就会非常的突出 OK, stand out 就是非常的显眼很突出这样的意思 For example, his bright green top made him stand out in the crowd
Ooh, yeah.
真的耶就是亮绿色真的是可能大家都会看着你哦
That's right Next it says Check out our list to learn more about some popular kinds So we're gonna learn、okay. all the different kinds of sock names、mm-hmm. and types of socks that we have
OK, 快来看看我们以下的清单来认识一些热门的袜款吧 Okay, and here we see the word list
That's right, list is spelled L-I-S-T, list List is a noun and it means a series of names, items, numbers, or things written down or thought about in your head and it usually follows the same topic. For example, if you go to the grocery store, you might write a list of things you need to buy. So on the list, you might write down things like, okay, you need apples, you need onions, you need juice, you need these things at the grocery store and then you take it home. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Linda made a list of some popular Japanese snacks to buy for her friends. Linda made a list of some popular Japanese snacks to buy for her friends.
Linda, 我要白色恋人。It's so good, right?
Oh my God,
I love it.
Okay,、yes.
好了 ，list 就是什么呢？就是清单的意思了。它是个名词。上次Tiffany老师有提到，如果今天我们要去杂货店，我们可能就会写 a grocery list. Okay,、mm-hmm. 就是像是我可能要买 milk 或是 apples, onions 这种东西。Mm-hmm.那有时候呢像是我呢都会列下我今天要做的事情哦 I have a long list of things to do today、mm-hmm. Or you could also say I have a long to-do list 就是代办清单、mm-hmm. 像是现在的手机有那个就是可以你可以写一个就是 to-do、
oh, yeah.
list They're so useful 你就会知道说今天可能要做什么事情
And you don't lose the paper
那如果你请要邀请人 OK 带到一个 party 你可能就要怎么样要有一个 guest list 就是、你邀请的这些顾客名单 OK 好啦看回刚刚我提到的这个 Linda 的例句呢 Linda 呢她列了一张热门日本点心的清单要买给她朋友们 Linda 记得要买给我白色恋人
Alright so next Let's take a look at the different、uh-huh. kinds of socks we have We have the no-show socks OK、uh-huh. Now it says These socks stay hidden when you're wearing shoes So you cannot、uh-huh. see them Right hidden means to not be seen or you cannotknow or you do not see these things. So no-show socks means we cannot see the socks and it does not show.
I love them. 我觉得我每次穿鞋子、mm-hmm. 如果穿那个隐形袜的时候绝对就是 OK 的，就不用担心可能会搭配怪怪，因为它是隐形的嘛，对不对、mm-hmm. 就是 no show socks， 但是英文好可爱哦，就是不会出现 no show。 那这种是你穿鞋子的时候会隐藏住的袜子哦。所以这里我们还看到 stay 就是保持，像是呢，你知道在晚上 I always stay awake， 我不知道为什么、欸、我都会一直很容易睡不着，然后我就会一直Stay awake， 一直保持就是不睡的状态。I know， 我真的是一个夜猫子。那我们刚刚还看到 hidden 这个形容词就是隐藏的，一样相信大家对它的动词可能比较不陌生，就是 hide、mm-hmm. 就是藏起来的意思。
That's right. Next it says they look best with women's flats or men's loafers. So we're talking about different kinds、mm-hmm. of shoes here. Now flats are like they're short for ballerina flats、
right?
and it basically means it's a type of shoe with no heel. Now men's loafers are a type of shoe that looks a little bit fancier and there aren't any shoelaces as well. So later we'll learn a little bit more about these types of shoes, but we have things like sandals, we have high heels, we have boots or booties, and then we have、
nice.
sneakers as well.
Oh, I love sneakers. Okay. 所以搭配女生的平底鞋呢，刚刚我们提到就是隐形袜哦，或者是男生的这个乐福鞋就是最好看的哦。那其实呢，像是刚刚提到的 flats 就是平底鞋啦， loafers 就是乐福鞋。 OK， 好啦，那不过呢，这里我们要先停一下，因为刚刚好像有提到连缀动词的用法、mm-hmm. 就是 look 再接一个形容词，当然这就是我们今天 Magic Box 老师要教大家的哦。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Beauty and the Beast， 没有错，我就是《美女与野兽》里面的野兽，当然不是，我是美女好吗？我看这个脸，我就是呢，人跟名字一样美的贝儿了，好不好？以前呢，我住在哪里呢？我住在法国的小镇里面。现在的我，自从认识了野兽之后呢，我就住进城堡里面，哈哈，每天吃香喝辣，吃的喝的有茶壶奶奶帮我打点呢。The steak last night for dinner tasted so good. 昨天晚上的牛排啊，超好吃。至于呢，我穿的衣服这么美丽，美人要穿美服嘛，是怎么样？有人专门定制了。This dress looks so pretty， 这件洋装超美的，是不是？是不是？好啦，夸张了，内外兼备、秀外慧中的我，怎么能够如此肤浅呢？我们现在呢，还是要马上来认真一下了。刚两个例句有没有发现？尝起来很好吃，看起来很好看，在英文里面有这些听起来、看起来、尝起来、感觉起来怎么样？这些起来的动词呢，它就叫做连缀动词。一言以蔽之呢，其实它就是一个不完全的动词哦，它叫做不完全不及物动词。不完全的动词呢，后面就必须加上形容词当做补语来陪伴他哦。比方说呢，像认识我之前呢，野兽呢，他心里怎么样？空虚、寂寞、觉得冷。而我呢，就是那个补语哦，补足了野兽心中的空洞。所以呢，补语呢就要跟着连缀动词一起来使用咯。马上呢来看怎么用咯。我们呢看起来 look 就是看东西嘛，比方说 look at me， 看看我。但在这边呢，当我们用连缀动词来使用表示看起来的时候呢，我们后面接上形容词来当做补语咯。比方说呢， this dress looks so pretty， 这件洋装哦看起来怎么样？超美的。 This dress looks so pretty， 这件洋装看起来很美。所以呢，我们连缀动词的句型呢，就是主词加上连缀动词再加上补语。在这边呢，我们补语就是形容词哦，看起来怎么样的这个怎么样。除了 look 看起来怎么样之外，还有哪些动词也可以当作连缀动词来使用呢？同时哦，我们看一下我们刚开始用过的这个字 taste， 尝起来。 OK， this plate of food tastes awful，I think it's going bad. 这盘食物呢，尝起来，诶，很奇怪，我觉得它坏掉的。This plate of food tastes awful. Tastes awful. 我们呢，在 taste 后面加上 awful 这个形容词，尝起来很糟。 除了吃的之外呢，我们也可以闻起来哦，跟我们感官有关系的就是我们的连缀动词了。Smell, 闻起来。The rose smells good. 这朵玫瑰呢，闻起来很香。The rose smells good, 闻起来很香。Feel 呢 ,feel 这个字就可以表示感觉起来。比方说呢 ,this bed feels so soft, 这床啊好软好舒适。This bed feels so soft. This idea of taking a nap, sounds good to me. 睡午觉这个主意听起来很不错。This idea of taking a nap sounds good.To me, 听起来睡个午觉很不错的主意咯。所以呢，听起来这个字呢，我们就可以用 sound。既然呢，听起来很不错，那呢，我就恭敬不如从命，我只好来休息一下咯。拜拜。
Alright, so let's take a look at another type of sock. It's called Peds socks. Okay, now what are Peds socks? It says these socks sit at the bottom of the ankle. So it's like normal socks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, 就是短袜袜 Okay, 就是这个 Peds socks, 就是船型袜啦。那这款的袜子长度大概呢是在脚踝下面的位置哦。
Mm-hmm. So just a little bit higher than normal socks, I think. Okay, so it says it rests at your ankle. Now, ankle is our word, power word is spelled A-N-K-L-E. Ankle. The ankle is the place where your foot and leg joins together. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the old man hurt his ankle when he fell down the stairs. The old man hurt his ankle when he fell down the stairs.
OK, ankle, 但就是这个脚踝 ,OK, 像是如果呢运动的时候很容易不小心会扭伤你的脚踝你就可以说 I hurt or I twisted, OK, T-W-I-S-T-E-D, 就是扭到 or broke, 就是伤到了 ,OK, my ankle, you know that happened to me when I fell off the stairs,
I know,
right? 好恐怖那 ankle boots 是什么呢就是短靴刚好它的长There are boots that cover only the foot and ankle,、mm-hmm. 就是很短的那种短靴。好啦，看回刚刚的例句，好可怜，那位老人家跌下楼梯时伤到了脚踝啦。Be careful.
I know, everyone should be careful.
我现在都会那个扶那个手把那个东西。我现在真的很害怕，我有阴影。Okay,
I would be scared too.、Mm. Next, it says they look nice with men's or women's tennis shoes. So that's right. If you wear tennis shoes, you can just wear Peds socks or normal socks because they look quite cute with them.
Yeah.
Now, tennis shoes are basically just a type of sports shoe. Of course, tennis shoes means that these shoes you wear them specifically when you play tennis. But of course, you know, it's fashion nowadays. You don't have to do that. Yeah. You can wear it just because it looks nice.
没错 Okay, 所以搭配男生或是女生的球鞋就会很好看 Tennis shoes 不见得要打网球时候才可以穿的球鞋你平常觉得它那一款好看你平常走出去跟朋友出去 shopping 啊或者去哪里还是可以穿的它是一种时尚 fashion
That's right Oh and the next one is my favorite Okay
Wow
This is called statement socks Statement socks Because these socks in above the ankle So they're a little bit higher I wear these a lot
You do I know right
And they're okay different colors
超酷的
too.
Statement socks 就是色袜或是宣言袜 OK 那这款的袜子长度停在这个脚踝上面的位置哦、
Next we see the word end is spelled E-N-D end is a verb and it means to come to the last part of something so for example we can say when will the party end I need to go home before 11 p.m. When will the party end? I need to go home before 11 p.m.
End 就是停止、结束这样的意思啦。像是刚刚的例句提到，就是哎 ，party 派对什么时候会结束？我必须在晚上11点前回家哦。
Ooh, all right. Next, it says their bright colors and bold patterns can dress up any shoe and look. When something is bold, it means it just really stands out. So it can be really, really bright colors, or it just pops out.
没错，我们来看一下这个他们是什么样的袜子，他们有鲜艳的色彩以及醒目的花纹，可以为任何一种鞋子和打扮达到点缀的效果。这时候我们看到的 bold, OK, 这个形容词就是醒目的，或是色彩非常亮丽的意思啦。
We also can see many patterns on these socks as well. Now, pattern is spelled P-A-T-T-E-R-N, pattern. A pattern is a repeated design or shape, and you use it to decorate things. For example, we can say, Nikki wore a dress with flower patterns to her school event yesterday. Nikki wore a dress with flower patterns to her school event yesterday.
Pattern 就是图案啦，花样啦，像是 polka dots 就是点点的， stripes 就是条纹。OK， 那我们看到 Nikki 呢，她昨天是穿了有一个花朵的图案的洋装去参加学校的活动哦。
Right, and then we learn that these statement socks can dress up your outfit, or basically means to make something look fancy.
OK, dress something up 就是装饰啦，或是点缀这样子的意思啦。Wow, OK, so that comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so our game for today is you gotta unscramble these words and then tell us what the meaning is.
重组字母。
Alright, so let's start with this one first. We have...What word is this? D-N?
这个不就是一个字吗? Dan, 一个叫 Dan 的一个男生。
But there's three letters.
开玩笑的啦、
so、
今天我们有学过对不对 And,
That's
就是停止、
right.
结束。
Okay,
还有什么呢
Let's move on to this one. This one's really long.
这是法文吗 Ed Bagnon.
Okay. I don't think so, but
这个好像有一点明显的因为今天有一个比较长的字不就是在讲图案花样。Pattern, okay. 还有什么呢
This one?
K, 好像我知道。
Oh, it's your body
有
part.
有 K 的脚踝 ,ankle.
That's right. And the、okay. last one.
哦、oh, 这个超简单了就是我们出去买东西一定要写下 list,、
That's、
清单。
Right. All right, so did you guys、
so、
get...Too easy for、
oh、
you,
gosh,
right?
Too easy for me.
Was easy for you guys?
Did you find it easy? Well, you guys can have this game yourself. You can unscramble the letters and then see if you can guess the words. Okay,、mm-hmm. we'll see you tomorrow for more socks.
Bye.
Bye.
Socks rock.
Fashion is all about the details. Believe it or not, one important detail is your socks.Your look will stand out if you wear the right socks. Check out our list to learn more about some popular kinds. No-show socks. These socks stay hidden when you're wearing shoes. They look best with women's flats or men's loafers. Head socks. These socks sit at the bottom of the ankle.They look nice with men's or women's tennis shoes. Statement socks. These socks end above the ankle. Their bright colors and bold patterns can dress up any shoe and look. List. List. Linda made a listOf some popular Japanese snacks to buy for her friends. Linda made a list of some popular Japanese snacks to buy for her friends. Ankle, ankle. The old man hurt his ankle when he fell down the stairs. The old man hurt his ankle.When he fell down the stairs. End. End. When will the party end? I need to go home before 11 p.m. When will the party end? I need to go home before 11 p.m. Pattern. Pattern.Nikki wore a dress with flower patterns to her school event yesterday. Nikki wore a dress with flower patterns to her school event yesterday.